It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Neeru Bakshi, your guest host for the week. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Wednesday. By now, you probably know that this week we're talking about feeling at home in our bodies. One thing I want to start with is just an acknowledgement that our bodies are amazing. They are incredible. They keep us alive, help us engage with the world, and do the things that we love to do. But oftentimes, how they look is under way more scrutiny than the amazing things that they actually do. We're bombarded with images about what we're supposed to look like or ideas of what our bodies should look like. And this has set some pretty unrealistic or even just flat out impossible standards. But despite all this, it is possible to develop a healthier self-image, which is exactly what we're going to talk about today. And yes, this is more than just deleting your TikTok. Body image is really simply defined as the way that we view ourselves and how we navigate the world around us. I think this has become such a hot topic lately because everybody's got an opinion on what their own body and what everybody else's bodies around them should look like. When we're children is when we really actually start to have an awareness of our bodies and how our bodies move and function. And in my research, there are studies that show girls as young as 7, 8, 9 years old being more aware of how their bodies look in comparison to other girls in their same environment at the same age as them. I was thinking about recently, I volunteered with a local Girl Scouts troop, and I was helping the Girl Scouts sell cookies outside of a local grocery store. And it was just so fascinating to me to hear the way that adults who would approach the booth were talking with these girls who were in the 4th and 5th grades. And they would say things about, well, you know, I'm too fat, so I shouldn't be eating cookies, or, you know, those cookies aren't good for you, right, girls? And at this young age, when a 4th or 5th grader is being asked a question by an adult that ends with, right, there's this automatic pressure that they feel to agree, whether they do or not, but there's this pressure because this adult is asking them to agree with them. And it really reinforces then where they're at in this time in their lives when the body comparison starts. And here are these figures of authority, adults telling them, you know, that their own bodies aren't valuable or that they don't appreciate the way that their own bodies look. And so then that can kick off this firestorm of negative self-perception. And that even if I feel good about my body, I'm supposed to criticize my body. And oftentimes we see that that's the way that teenagers and adolescents communicate with each other, is in ways that they think that they need to improve their bodies and ways that they think they need to change their bodies. And that then just builds as sort of the way that we're supposed to think about ourselves. So as we're working through this idea of how we think about ourselves and how we think about our bodies, it's important to take a pause and think about, how is it that I'm talking to myself? And are these words that I would actually use to describe a friend? So then we take that pause and we think, why am I treating myself in a way that I wouldn't treat somebody that I care about? And so it might be helpful when you take a look at yourself in the mirror, if the first thing that pops into your head is something that you don't like about yourself, that to me signifies that maybe this is a problem and we can look at how do we do things differently. If you can, try to take a moment and show your body some gratitude today. And I highly recommend trying out the Befriending Our Bodies course in the Headspace app. Tomorrow, you'll hear about how to build a healthy relationship with food. I'll see you back here really soon.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.